A new state historical marker was unveiled recently at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Milwaukee, commemorating the city's fair housing marches. Through 1967 and 1968, activists marched for 200 consecutive days to protest segregation in housing within the city of Milwaukee. Joining us now is Robert Smith. He's the director at the Center for Urban Research, Teaching, and Outreach at Marquette University. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
What sparked these marches, and what were the goals of the people who were involved with them?
Well, the open housing marches of 1967-68 here in Milwaukee really fit in this rich tradition of both civil rights activism and civil rights era protests. And it gets melded with an emerging sense of radicalism as we move into what most scholars or what folks might refer to as the era of Black power. So here in Milwaukee, you have the more longstanding efforts at marching, boycotting as a means of demanding basic rights, fundamental rights of citizenship. And then it's included in that process is an emerging voice of young people who are less patient and less willing to sit across from folks negotiating, who are then also, as young people, wanting those rights to manifest immediately.
Why do you think now is the time that these markers are being put in?
I'm not sure why now, but I am certain that it's been a community-wide call for the full recognition of the significance of the open housing marches and the marchers to be not only recognized as important civil rights activists and figures, but today presents the opportunity for these conversations to be included in our classroom curricula. So I guess a more concrete response is that it's been several decades in the making. There's been a community-wide swelling of voices to highlight how important this history is. And we're really lucky to have had some of those marchers involved in that process along the way.
These historical markers commemorate Black history in Wisconsin, but of those more than 600 historical markers in the state, only 10 commemorate the history of the state's Black residents. 10 represent women's history, but then there are none that represent the state's Hmong population, also Hispanic or LGBTQ communities. So what would your message be for people in those communities who are looking to get more representation themselves?
You know, as a member of the Board of Curators for the Wisconsin Historical Society, these are the very kinds of questions that we are raising on a regular basis. To be perfectly honest, though, we're in a different moment today than we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where, as we've seen over the last couple of years, the very question of what gets memorialized and how it gets memorialized has moved decidedly into the hands of grassroots voices, and not only being determined by our more longstanding institutions that were quite honestly dominated by overwhelmingly either European histories and or white histories, if you will. And now we are just simply at a place where this very fundamental conversation around the public representation of history, folks are demanding quite a bit more inclusion. You know, I don't mean this to overly lighten the mood, but history is also fun. And the more that we are working to engage and include more voices, more diverse identities, our young people and people in general will also see themselves in those histories and begin to or continue to enjoy those histories because they are more inclusive. You know, history is also so much about identity. And the more that we are engaging those histories with more identities, the more enjoyable it will continue to be.
Robert Smith, the director at the Center for Urban Research, Teaching, and Outreach at Marquette University, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me anytime.